Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
You know, we hinted at earlier that It Chapter 2 will be out in theaters this weekend with Bill Skarsgård and also Bill Hader. Come to find out, Bill Hader... He was unaware that Bill Skarsgård, who plays Pennywise, can actually move his eyes in two different directions.
Ooh.
He says that he struggled to act scared in the movie because he smiles when he gets nervous.
So he looked like he was grinning.
So he's kind of like, he was just like, yeah, look at this loser. Yeah. So anyway, I plan on going to see that, not this weekend, but hopefully the weekend after, because after all, birthday weekend this weekend, yo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
What you guys get me?
Same thing got last year.
There it is. I'll set you up for that one. Good news, the TSA has reversed their ban on Star Wars Coke bottles. I brought this to you earlier.
Wow, the ones that are shaped like the
thermal detonators.
Yeah.
Yep. They say they released a statement saying, "We have completed our review and instructed our officers to treat these as an oversized liquid." So yeah. Basically almost still like a bomb.
But, you know, it still opens the door for somebody to turn that into something.
I know. They say TSA officers will maintain this discretion to prohibit any item through the screening checkpoint if they believe it poses a security threat. Code 4 will still do what we want,
yeah.
And we plan on it. Okay. Down to Florida we go. A man was concerned that his beloved smart car would get blown away by the hurricane. He decided he was going to hide it inside his house. Jacksonville is where we're going. Jacksonville, Florida. His name is Patrick Eldridge. He told CBS News he put a smart car inside his house on Tuesday morning, adding that his wife was impressed that I was right about it being able to fit into the kitchen. You know those little smart cars?
Yeah,
they must have had like French doors or a big slider or something.
Yeah.
He probably took it out of the door facing and brought it in that way and then screwed it back in. Only way you would be able to do that.
That's the only way I can think.
I can already picture this couple.
Yeah, I didn't get to see a picture of them, but their house is, from what it looks like, nice. On this date, the only reason why I'm bringing this up, on this date in 1983, Tom Brokaw became the lead anchor of NBC Nightly News.
Wow, that long ago. Jeez.
I forgot. This is the reason why I'm bringing it up. I can do an impression of him.
All right, let's hear it.
Ready.
This is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News.
That's sort of like a somebody from The Doctor doing Tom Brokaw.
From The Doctor?
It sounds like somebody. It sounds like a British Tom Brokaw.
It's just Tom Brokaw.
See what I mean?
CBS Evening.
Bottom line, it's a terrible impression.
Well, you know what? You need to get out more. And last but not least, the board game Candyland was invented in a polio ward during the epidemic in the 1940s to give quarantined kids a distraction.
See, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
How long has it been since you played Candyland?
I don't think I ever really played it.
It would be a quick game, but oftentimes it is not. And it turns into like Monopoly, where you just look at the other person and you're like, I hate you.
And you just say, let's stop playing this game because it sucks.
Yeah.
Yes.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.